I saw you crying. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I saw you crying. You say, well, isn't that nice? Yes, I saw you crying. I saw you allowing yourself to think thoughts that made you unhappy. I saw you allowing yourself to, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, to think in your heart ideas or concepts that made you unhappy. I saw that for but a moment. And in my heart, I don't allow that sort of thing. So when I saw you crying, I thought to myself, I will create her crying for joy. I will create her crying for happiness and for being so fantastic and all in divine order. I'll create her doing that. And you say to yourself, well, isn't that sort of going against the fact? Yes, it's going against the fact, and I go against the facts all the time. I go against the facts all the time. Every time I want to create something which is perhaps contrary to what appears to be, I'm going against the facts. I'm going against the facts of whatever the appearances may be, because I am my own creator. It's done unto me according to my thought, what goes on in my mind. Now, if I allow myself in my mind to be anxious or upset or tense or in any way unwired, then I am not in charge. I am not in charge of who and what I am. I am not in charge of the circumstances that I'm thinking about. Now really, that's quite important. What are the circumstances that I am thinking about? Am I worried about a condition? Am I worried about somebody loving me or not loving me? Am I worried about somebody appreciating who I am or not appreciating who I am? Am I worried about whether someone is going to get the message of joy that I send to them, or the message of sadness I send to them, or the message of concern that I send to them? People oftentimes tell us their problems because they want to have us be burdened with their bad thoughts. And we say to them, no way, no way. I see you happy. I see you healthy. I see you wealthy. I see you everything that's good and beautiful and fantastic. But I'm not experiencing that. Well, you may not be experiencing that, and that's your privilege, but I see you experiencing health, wealth, and happiness always. But you don't understand. Oh, I understand very well. I understand very well that I have the opportunity to be in charge of my attitudes, to be in charge of my life, to be in charge of my experiences, or not. If I'm going to let my experiences tear me down, if I'm going to let my experiences burden me, make me feel unhappy, make me cry, then my experiences are master of me. My experiences are in control of my life. My experiences are all that I am. And what a silly way to be. Yes, what a silly way to be. This is how we are. This is what we do with ourselves. This is what we do with our life. We are a silly way to be. Now, do we want to be a silly way to be, or do we want to be master of ourselves? Do we want to think in our mind, in our heart, in our being, all those things that are beneficial to us and everyone in our world? I would think that we would. So if you ever have an anxiety feeling about anybody else or circumstances or conditions, and you feel like crying, well, you're empowering the very condition you don't want to have. Anytime you cry, you show that you are weak. In the dog whisperer tells us about how the alpha dog is in charge. And when any dog evidences any weakness, the alpha dog instantly goes over and gives him a little bite and says, "None of that. None of that. You're a dog. Now act like a dog. Be a dog, powerful and beautiful and wonderful. And if you're going to be a dog in my pack, you're going to be a good dog. You're going to be a dog that follows my lead." Oh my goodness sakes. Doesn't that sound horrific? But it's true. It's true. All the world loves a lover, and all the world does not love a person who does not love themselves, who is looking for problems, is looking for things in life to go wrong. Oh, sometimes it gives people an opportunity to feel superior when the person has a problem, and they go over and give them a helping hand. But if a person ever has a problem in your consciousness, and you go over and you say to them, "You are fantastic. I know you can handle any circumstance, and I know that you are bigger than any little problem that comes along, because you are the solution. I'm just so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud to see that you handle every circumstance as a master. You are wonderful." Now, as we say such a thing to another, we are saying it, of course, first to ourselves. But as we say it to another, we see how beautifully and wonderfully they respond. We see how beautifully and wonderfully they stand up for who we are and what we are. It's amazing, isn't it? Truly, it's amazing. It's beautiful. Now, when do we want to start doing that? When do we want to see ourselves being master? Whenever we see a person cry, are we going to be touched by their cry? Are we going to feel that we should feel sorry with them and give them a little more power on the downward slide on the toboggan and push them away, and just push them right down there? Or do we want to lift them up as we are lifted up? Do we want to say to them, "Wow, you certainly create some interesting experiences, and I see you master of them all. I see you being totally in charge of your life. I see you being totally responsible for all the beautiful things that happen in your world. You put the cause in motion for them, and they followed through. Wow, you're great. You're wonderful." There are no permission for tears of joy or tears of laughter. Tears of joy and tears of laughter are equally unacceptable. You say, "Well, tears of joy, wow, oh my goodness." No. Tears of joy are emotion, uncontrolled emotion, and tears of sorrow are uncontrolled emotion. Either one is unacceptable. No tears of joy, no tears of laughter. We do not allow our emotions to get away with our life. We do not allow our emotions to run our world. We do not allow our emotions to control our thinking. What we allow to control our thinking is that we are of joy, yes, but not tears of joy. Of love, yes, but not tears of love. Of magic, yes, but not tears of magic. We are always there, responsible, joyous, wonderful, powerful beings. Yes, we have the opportunity to be everywhere at the same moment. We have the opportunity to be master of ourselves on all levels of our thinking right now. For whoever we are, that is what we are wherever we are. Whoever we are, that is what we are wherever we are. As I know this for myself, I experience this for all of my creation also. As I know who and what I am, I know it in totality. And it is a wonderful, beautiful thing. But I remember powerfully and importantly that tears have no place in my life, because they show a lack of control, a lack of being master. Tears are not bad or good, but tears are like if you were hurt and the blood was coming out the wound. you would put a bandage on the wound to stop the blood from coming out. You'd have it sewn up. You'd have whatever is necessary to stop it. And tears are like that. Tears are uncontrolled activity coming out of our being, and we want to be in charge of that. We want to be in charge of any blood flowing from our body without our permission. If we're taking a sample of our blood for the doctor or whatever, then that's another thing. But to have it come out without our permission is not acceptable. We've only so many quarts of blood inside of our body, and we want to use it wisely and well. I am the master of my being. I create all in my world, beautiful and very good. I create all in my world as magic. I create all in my world mentally and emotionally sound, in charge of every aspect of their being right now and forevermore. That's what I create. That's what I create in you. That's what I create in me. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.